Governor Snyder says the state needs to do more to attract immigrants and then get them to stay once they're here. He gave a broad outline this week of what he calls the state's Global Michigan Initiative. Jack, give us an overview.
Well, the governor wants to attract educated professional immigrants to Michigan. It's no secret that we've had a brain drain in the state, and we could certainly use qualified technicians and engineers and doctors. In fact, we have quite a few of them. If you look at the graduation list of most of our major universities, there are a lot of people who are clearly foreign students or immigrants, especially in the sciences. And this is something that a lot of people think makes sense.
Does it surprise you that Snyder, a Republican, is speaking pro-immigration?
The governor is a sensible pragmatist. That's what he's always billed himself as. And this would be a policy that seems to most people who know something about it to make a lot of sense.
Well, meanwhile, Governor Snyder signed a teacher tenure reform bill into law. Supporters say it'll make teachers more accountable, but Democrats say the proposals are part of this continued legislative attack on teachers and union rights and won't improve the state schools. What will these reforms actually do to education in Michigan?
Well, the correct answer, Christina, is that we simply don't know yet. It will make it somewhat harder for teachers to get tenure. It won't be automatic. They'll only be able to get tenure after being rated as effective or better for 3 consecutive years. The question is, who does the rating? What is the rating based on? Is the rating based on students? Are teachers who teach in Bloomfield Hills, say, or West Michigan, where you have a highly educated group of two-parent families, are they going to have the same standards as somebody who teaches in a poor district where kids are battling poverty and a lot of other problematic conditions? We don't know about a lot of these things, and it'll take some time to work them out.
And finally, reports say former West Michigan Congressman Pete Hoekstra will, in fact, challenge Debbie Stabenow for her Senate seat in 2012. He said earlier this year that he wasn't going to run. Is he changing his mind because of the field of Republican candidates?
Well, we don't know why he's changing his mind, Christina, but the fact is that the Republican candidates who were running may be good people, but they had no visibility, no demonstrated fundraising ability, and not much experience. Republicans are excited because Pete Hoekstra is a known name. He's got a lot of experience in Congress, but taking on any incumbent senator is going to be an uphill battle, and Debbie Stabenow has never lost a contested partisan election. But this makes it a much more exciting race for Republicans and probably for people in the state of Michigan as well. I should note that, of course, Pete Hoekstra, if he does run, and it seems certain that he will, has to get by the primary, and strange things can happen in a primary. There was a famous congressman from West Michigan once who was challenged by a little-known guy who rode a bicycle. The guy on the bicycle won. He happened to be Pete Hoekstra.
Any other potential candidates?
Well, we're waiting to see whether Rob Steele, the surgeon who gave John Dingell a better race than most people have 2 years ago, whether he gets into the race, whether Clark Durant, a conservative activist, gets in the race. But my guess is that if Pete Hoekstra does, in fact, run, it may scare a lot of other people out, and some who are in now may drop out.
All right, Jack, thanks so much.
Always a pleasure.